The heart of the problem. At the heart of the problems primarily was William L. Raymond, a man indigenous to the Northwest, a promising young worker who had been ordained to the ministry at the camp meeting attended by Ellen White in 1878. He was genial and seemingly very humble, but he was propagating certain views out of harmony with those generally held by Seventh-day Adventists. He was critical of leadership, from the General Conference through the local conference administration. Church members had joined with him to such an extent that the president was powerless. Soon after coming onto the Walla Walla campground, Ellen White, in writing to Haskell, who had been with her in 1880, stated, "The enemy is at work through different ones to block the wheel of progress. Elder Raymond has been doing a bad work in complaining of all the leaders and finding fault with the General Conference in the building of churches and schoolhouses. He is a man that can do much harm because he has good traits of character and is of ready tact as a helper. But the Lord understands it all and he will work for his people that they shall not to be confused or confounded." After a strong confrontation with discord at the camp meetings, Ellen White's word, as written to Smith, was, "The meeting closed up well in Walla Walla. It was a success, and a great change has taken place in the feelings of the Upper Columbia Conference. Sunday I spoke upon the subject of temperance. If ever the Lord helped me, he did at this time. I was free and free indeed. The Lord let the power of his Spirit rest upon me." While marked victories were gained at the Walla Walla meeting and many sensed the presence of the Lord, there was more to be accomplished if the ground gained was to be securely held. The work continued through the Oregon Camp Meeting and the Pacific Coast Council, which convened in East Portland beginning June 19, 3 days later.